It's been a really challenging time for us as an organisation. Not only have there been the additional challenges for our crew with the PPE and that type of thing, it's also been an incredibly challenging time for fundraising because we just haven't been able to do the things that we'd normally do. It does cost £14 million to run our service, and 89% of that does come through donations and fundraising. And that keeps our helicopters flying across Kent, Surrey and Sussex every day, saving lives by rapidly bringing highly advanced care to the scene of an incident. It really is a vital service that we provide. It's not that we just go down and take somebody to the nearest hospital. We fly with a specialist doctor on board, and our crews can perform some really amazing things at the scene of an incident that actually does save lives. We launched the emergency appeal in April. We've already raised over £1.5 million, which has enabled us to remain fully operational at all times throughout the pandemic. We do need to raise another £1.4 million to ensure we're there to save lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's lots of things we've got planned. At the moment, we're just in Air Ambulance Week at the moment, which is a really special week for all the 21 air ambulance charities across the country. We've launched our 30 for 30 challenge because there's 30 days in September. It's also our 30th anniversary, and we've saved 30,000 lives. What we'd like people to do is get behind us and do something for 30 days. It doesn't matter that you haven't started at the beginning of the month, just do it for 30 days. Whether you decide to go for a 3 mile jog every day for 30 days, or whether you decide to cycle 30 miles a day for 30 days, something to get behind us and encourage your friends and your colleagues and your relatives to sponsor you and get behind you. The people of Kent, Surrey and Sussex have really got behind us, and they obviously realise that we're an absolutely vital service, and people have been incredibly generous and incredibly kind, and we're so grateful to all of them. At the beginning of this, we were forecasting a deficit of around 2.9 million and we've already raised over 1.5 million, and that's thanks to everybody who's got behind us in so many different ways to support the appeal.